The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara here every Saturday and Sunday, as you guys know. And please don't forget to check out our Facebook page or our website, generations808.com, because all our past radio shows are over there and archived there. So it's a great resource. We get calls and emails all the time that they... information is there. So please don't call me. You can if you want, though, but please don't call me. Call our guest. And today you definitely want to gonna tune in today. We have the Social Security Administration on a phone call here, and it's the Hawaii Public Affairs Specialist, Ms. Jane Barigse. Welcome to the show, Jane. Can you hear
Hi,
me?
Percy.
Yes, how are you? Can you hear me, Jane?
Hi.
Good.
Hi, Percy. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. I know you've always been a big supporter of Generations and, of course, Kupuna. That's your industry. And with Social Security Administration. But, yeah, give our audience, our listeners here, a little background on yourself and how long you've been there and what your duties are at the Social Security Administration.
Yeah, sure. I know we've been friends for quite some time now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
When you only had one kid, I think.
So I've been with Social Security now going on 25 years. I know, right?
Good
so,
for you.
I started off as a claims specialist. So I used to take claims, you know, for retirement, disabilities, spousal benefits, ex-spousal benefits, widower, you name it. And then I moved into management, did that for a couple of years and said, yikes. You know, get me out of this position. I bowed down to, you know, any supervisors out there. And then I got into public affairs, and I've been doing this ever since, loving it. I love to meet people and provide information about Social Security because there's so much information about Social Security, and there's, you know, it can get a little confusing.
No, it is confusing.
It is.
I'm 59, so I got a few more years to sort of at least start thinking about when to take Social Security. But you are really good at doing these workshops. You've been at our Aging in Place workshop. You will again on August 17th. I know you have a passion for Social Security. You know so much about Social Security.
Right. And thanks for inviting us back to the Aging in Place workshop. I think, you know, over the years, it's gotten bigger and bigger.
Yes.
You know, it's
room's crowded.
Well attended. So, you know, to your listeners out there, yes, you know, if you get a chance, please come to the Aging in Place workshop. There's a lot of great, you know, speakers, a lot of great information. And what you do for the community, you know, the kupunas, is incredible. I think your passion as well. You know, and building this Generations magazine and now the radio show. And I think it's really, really important for all of us to make sure that we provide the right information to the public. You know, again, not just for kupunas, but for everyone.
Everybody's aging, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, we both have young sons here, but mm-hmm. we'll be around for a while. But, yeah, it is something, you know, I golfed with two of my friends yesterday, and it's amazing how we're both in the late 50s, and every conversation always goes toward, how's your mom and dad? What are you mm-hmm. doing? You know, and one had 10 years experience caring for mom and dad. And the other one is a financial expert in insurance. And we always thought that we were just talking for about an hour and a half just on what's going on in aging and everything. And so anyway, Jane, you're with the Social mm-hmm. Security Administration. You've been in 25 mm-hmm. years. You have a wealth of knowledge. And I love the information you're giving. But, you know, one of the things, the question you have that mm-hmm. I don't know. I heard, well, last week we had Chris Duque from the prosecutor's office and white collar crime guy that talked about there's an app out there that you can change your phone number, caller ID. Is that how the social security scam is working around? I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't know if you've heard, and I don't know if you've gotten a phone call from one of these social security scams.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually got one, real true story, last week, you know, saying that this is social security. So there seems to be a lot of, you know, social security impersonation scams going around right now. But, you know, if you do get a call, it's critical that you pay attention to the tone and content of the message from the caller.
I just turn off the phone.
That's a good way to. Yeah. And you know, if you're not familiar with the number, you know, we have caller ID now. So
there is a caller ID app that people found, and you can change a caller ID and put in Social Security Administration. I had a newscaster call me and say, how did they get my mother's name and they got my cell number? I said, how do you know it's Social Security Administration? He goes, because the caller ID says Social Security Administration.
Mm. Yeah,
so it's just information for you.
Right. So, I mean, that's you know, they call it spoofing, right?
Right, right.
So, you know, I mean, of course, in some cases, they're going to say that they have your personal information. Other callers might claim that Social Security needs additional information so the agency can increase your benefit payment, or they threaten that Social Security is going to terminate your benefits if they don't confirm the information. But this appears to be a widespread issue, as, you know, have reports have come in from people across the country. But we do want to remind your listeners that these calls are not from Social Security.
Would Social Security ever call you, though?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I mean,
I get a call from you. Oh, good. But
yeah, but keep in mind, you know, if you do receive a call from someone claiming to be from Social Security, we urge listeners to always be cautious and to avoid providing sensitive information, especially your Social Security number or your bank account information. You know, never reveal personal data to a stranger who calls you, and never send the stranger money.
You don't know who's on the other side anyway. You know, these scammers are professionals. They do this all day long.
Right. So, you know, Social Security employees will never threaten you for information, and they're not going to state that you face potential arrest or other legal action if you fail to provide information or, you know, pay a fee. So in those cases, you know how you said, you know, either just hang up. If you receive these calls, your listeners can report this information to the Office of Inspector General, and that number is 1-800-269-0271. So that's, again, 1-800-269-0271, or they can also report it online at oig.ssa.gov/report, you know, and so they can report that to our Office of Inspector General.
What is that? What is the Office of Inspector General? Is that not the Attorney General, not the state? It's a national?
No, right. So we have an Office of Inspector General for these types of fraudulent calls.
But not in Hawaii.
We actually have an OIG inspector here in Hawaii.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. But these reports, of course, do get, you know, sent to the mainland. And if there's something to pursue, then they'll probably send it to our OIG agent here. But the first thing they can do is to report it to the Office of Inspector General if they feel like this is a fraudulent call. So then that way they can look into that.
And I would encourage people to always report it, because we need to complain. We got to be our own advocates out there and let them know what's going on. It's so important. If not, if you're older, senior, just tell you, give it to your kids, and have them call or go online if you don't go online. But so have you done anything in a magazine, Jane, about this? Have you put this information, the phone number and the, if you can, maybe next issue you can put that if you could.
Yeah, maybe the next issue.
The phone number
yeah.
and the website to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
good.
That's great.
But are we getting, is it seasonal or is it just certain, all year long that these scams are going on saying that for Social Security?
Well, I mean, it appears to be a widespread issue, you know, because the reports have come from people across the country. So, we just want the public to be aware that these calls are not from Social Security, because of course these scammers, they're making these calls hoping that one person will, provide that personal sensitive information, right? So anytime they receive a call, and even if it's from the Social Security, our Social Security agency, if you are not sure, if you're, just be very cautious in providing sensitive information. They can always ask, can I get your number? Can I get your name and number, and call you back? Or, what they can do is they can also call us at Social Security, and that is 1-800-772-1213 to make sure that it is a Social Security representative that is calling you. Because on occasion, we do make phone calls to people. But if someone is, very, very cautious and they want to make sure, by all means, they can ask for the representative's name and phone number. And then if they're not quite sure, they can call us to verify that it is truly, a Social Security representative that is calling.
Now, would they ever ask for your Social Security number over the phone?
Well,
they should have it already, right?
Right. But, sometimes, of course, we also, at the Social Security Administration, we have to protect your identity, your personal information. So if we are going to be speaking to someone from the public, we want to make sure that you are who you are,
right?
And we will be asking some security questions. And if that individual is not able to answer the questions, then of course we may not be able to disclose that information to that individual, because again, we want to make sure that everyone's personal information is protected.
Right. Now, in lately, we've seen in the news about Social Security Administration. It's going to run out of money. They don't have enough money until, 2028 or something like that. And it's a hot potato. No politician wants to touch this topic. So I know a lot of people have concern about, are we going to run out of funds? Are they going to push the minimum retirement age to 64 or the full retirement age to older than 67? Because right now it's 67, right? Full retirement age.
Well, for some individuals.
Yeah, for certain people, right?
For certain people. So, as the full retirement age is gradually rising to 67, but it doesn't mean that early retirement age is also going up. So early retirement, the earliest you can retire is at 62, right? That mm-hmm. has not changed under the current law. But we have made some changes as far as full retirement age. So it is all based on the year of your birth.
Right.
And so this is part of the Social Security reform, is that we've pushed back that full retirement age. So it is all based on the year of your birth, because people are living a lot longer, right?
Oh,
people
yeah.
are living a lot longer. They're collecting Social Security benefits a lot longer than they used to, right? So you run into a lot of people that are like 100 years old now, and that's not really, back then it used to be, wow, 100. But now it's like you run into a lot of people that are 100 years
yep.
old. So, so we have to push back that full retirement age. So it's based on the year of your birth. And if people aren't really sure about what their full retirement age is, of course, they can visit our website at socialsecurity.gov, and that we have a chart that shows, you know, the year of your birth, and then it'll tell you what your full retirement age is. So, for example, anyone, the baby boomers, anyone born between 1943 to 1954, your full retirement age is 66. If you're born 1955, it is 66 and 2 months. 1956 is 66 and 4 months. If you're born 1960 or later, your full retirement age is 67. Right.
That's me.
So
that's me.
Right. That's me too. That's good to say, though. Right.
Right.
But as far as, you know, Social Security running out of money, I mean, that's the number one question that I get when I give presentations, mm-hmm. right? Oh, we're running out of money, and this is what. But by 2035, this is the worst-case scenario. So by 2035, if Congress does not act by 2035, then we will still be able to pay out 80% of each benefit that's due.
80% only.
We're not going completely broke.
Right.
Right. And do we need to make changes? Does Congress need to act before then? Yes. You know, we do need to make changes into the system. But what those changes will be, you're going to be hearing a lot about Social Security in the coming years. And the biggest change for us was this full retirement age. Right, because it always used to be 65. So this is a big change for us.
I think it's okay today because more and more people are working longer. Or they have to work longer, right?
So right now we have 2.8 workers for each Social Security beneficiary.
2.8 workers for every one beneficiary.
Right, one beneficiary. By 2035, they're expecting it to be 2.2 workers. For each beneficiary.
And that's the big problem, right? People are living longer, people not having less kids, so less kids,
not
as much money coming in.
Right.
Because back in the day when it first started, wasn't it 6-1 or 8-1?
So, yeah, I mean, so what's happening now is, of course, we're having a lot more beneficiaries that are drawing from the system and less people that are putting in because we're having, people are having fewer children than they used to.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So, yeah, that's what it is. But right now, well, I have some facts. So in 2018, about 63 million Americans will receive approximately $1 trillion in Social Security benefits.
Wow.
And 9 out of 10 individuals aged 65 and older receive Social Security benefits. So, by 2035, the number of Americans 65 and older will increase from approximately 49 million today to over 79 million.
That's the scary thing.
That's a lot. Yes.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of people.
Well, we're living longer. And I think worldwide, this is a big problem. Now, I mean, can you imagine China where you only have one kid and that was a boy? But it is something that keeping your rear view mirror, talk to your politicians. I can't individually do anything except for talk to my politician and tell them, hey, we got to start addressing this. But it doesn't take one politician. It's the whole movement that needs to be, that it really needs to be, something has to be done.
But it's, you know, I mean, they do need to make changes in the system. Social Security is just so important. And I see it every day, how it impacts or how it changes the lives of people, whether it's retirement or survivor benefits or disability benefits.
Yeah, well, you're like me. We're one of the few people that only deal with people over 62 years old. Right? Think about it. You know, me and Jane, only one talks to people over 62. But you do talk about your retirement estimator, which I like. And I work with a lot of financial advisors and a lot of these guys my age that are, I know I just talked to a guy, he's 56 yesterday, retired fireman. Two of my other classmates, their husbands are, they both are retired, and they retired at 58, but they calculated out how much they can afford, what's the Social Security being like, when they're all going to defer it, and it's something that they need to do later on in the age, right? But that's really important, your Social Security estimator there.
Right, right. And I love that. I love the online retirement estimator because, you know, a lot of times people want to know, is there a huge difference in my monthly benefit between 62 and 63 or 63 and 70? You know, so you can go on to socialsecurity.gov and click on the online retirement estimator to get your instant personalized retirement benefit estimate, right, based on your current law and your earnings record. So it allows you to create those what-if scenarios. You know, what if I took it at 62, you know, versus 66? Is there a huge difference in my monthly Social Security benefit? And it also allows you to create scenarios based on different income levels and stop work ages, right? So if somebody plans to stop working at 55, then they can actually go in and use the online retirement estimator to create that scenario. So then that way, they get a better estimate of what their monthly payment would be at 62 or 63, whatever they choose to have that. So it's very user-friendly. You know, you just have to go in there, click in the online retirement estimator, plug in basic information about yourself, and you will be able to use that tool. Very user-friendly. Yeah, I think a lot of financial planners will like that as well when they speak to their clients.
Yeah, it's so important to start planning today because a lot of the baby boomers like myself are going through or have been through their parents aging. And, you know, and today, you know better than me, 90% of the companies don't offer pension anymore, if not higher. You know, there's no pension anymore. So a lot of times they're relying solely on Social Security, and that was never in the plan of when they first started Social Security, 1935?
Correct.
Right. That.
So, like right now, 43% of unmarried persons rely on Social Security for 90% or more of their income.
Well, you said 43% of individuals.
Unmarried.
So, what's the figure for married? Do you know that one?
For among the 23% of married couples.
So that means the other percent of the spouse has something then, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but 43% of individuals unmarried.
Right.
Wow.
Sorry, 43% rely on Social Security for 90% or more.
Wow.
23% of married couples rely on it for
90%. Right.
So yeah, I mean, you know, especially here in Hawaii, I mean, you know, I used to take claims in the past and I would see, you know, that that's all they had was Social Security. And right now, I think, Social Security accounts for about 40% of your retirement income for the average worker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, we're trying to remind people that you cannot depend on Social Security to cover 100% of your retirement income. You know, you need other types of income, you know, besides just retirement, you know, whether it's private pensions, savings, investments, along with Social Security, so that you can live comfortably during your retirement years.
Well, that's the big issue that everybody's going to start to realize and hopefully do it sooner than later. We're here with Jane Barigse from the Social Security Administration. We're going to take a short break, and so make sure you go on that website to figure out when you want to retire in socialsecurity.gov. But we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. So hold on, Jane.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
That's a party at the Cow.
Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play.
That's a party at the Cow.
We got
a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Bet you find it at the
Check out the Cal's new renovated look and see why the Cal is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
When it comes to Medicare supplement plans, or what we call Medigap plans, okay, these are plans that fill in the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. And there's plans from Plan A all the way up to Plan N.
When you're signing up for these plans, there are certain times when you have guaranteed issue, the Medicare Supplement Open Enrollment Period.
Hi, I'm Ed Motosui, and I'm with Financial Benefits Insurance. We're a full-blown insurance company that deals with seniors. We help seniors understand Medicare so they can come to us, and we'll gladly help them understand all the Medicare health options.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. I'm here with Jane Barigse from the Social Security Administration, who will be one of our featured speakers at our 13th Annual Aging in Place Workshop on August 17th from 8:30 to 2:30. I would tell you, come early or afternoon is not as busy as the mornings, but it's still pretty busy. In fact, Jane, you have probably one of the busiest workshops that we do every year with Social Security and Medicare. But she will be at our conference at the Almond Hotel. It's August 17th, 8:30 to 2:30. But come early, stay late, bring a lot of friends. Grab a lot of information. We'll have only expert speakers there, no volunteer speakers. So it's really something that I think people have enjoyed. We get almost 3,000 people from the last count. But anyway, Jane, one of our most popular questions that I get all the time, and hopefully I don't lose mine, but a lot of time they lose their Social Security card, and it's something that you got to have. And so how do people get a card now?
Right, right. So we've got some great news.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
Yeah. So
for Hawaii now, right?
Right, in Hawaii. So you have a My Social Security account, I hope.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So
I have
My Social Security account. If the residents of Hawaii have a My Social Security account, they can now get a replacement Social Security card online.
Oh, really?
The My Social Security portal. That is incredible news for us because, you know, there were a lot of other states that, that had that going. And I know Hawaii, we're going to be one of the states, but we just kind of had to wait patiently. And so as long as, of course, you do have to have a My Social Security account.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be a U.S. citizen, age 18 and over, with of course, a U.S. mailing address, and of course, you, as long as you're not changing anything on the record, such as like your name, or even date of birth, and you have an unexpired driver's license or state ID card. From Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
Then you should be able to, request for a replacement Social Security card online via My Social Security portal.
I think it was about a year or 2 years ago, I texted you, hey, the column in the newspaper said you can get a Social Security card online, and you said not for Hawaii yet.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
you, oh, no.
Right. So Hawaii just got on board, I believe it was like last week.
Really? That current? Wow.
Yeah, that current. So, as long as somebody has a My Social Security account, and, for those of you who do not have a My Social Security account, it is quick, secure, and easy to create that My Social Security account.
Good to know.
So, of course, you do have to go on to socialsecurity.gov. / my account, and of course you have to be at least 18 years old and have a valid email address, a Social Security number, and a U.S. mailing address.
But you mentioned you have to be an American citizen.
Well, it as far as right now to get the replacement card,
just for the replacement card,
right? Just okay. To get the replacement, it has to be pretty. What we consider, where there's no changes to the record,
mm-hmm.
Then they should be able to get a replacement card online via the My Social Security portal. But in order to create that account, you just have to be 18 years old and have a valid email address, a Social Security number, and a U.S. mailing address, and of course. You're going to be asked to verify your identity, right, by providing personal information. I don't know if you remember, because I created mine, a while back when this first came out, because, of course, if I'm going to be promoting it, I want to make sure that
it works.
Quick, right?
So, yeah, it is easy and quick.
Right. So, it was really easy for me to create it. Of course, they're going to ask you to provide personal information about yourself, and you need to answer some questions that only you are likely to know. You have to create a username and a password, okay, so you can have access to your online account. And, of course, confirm your email address or phone number by entering a one-time security code within 10 minutes of receiving it.
Wow.
In order to keep your personal information. So yeah, we want to make sure that all your information is secure. You know, so so there is a security, added security where each time you go into your account, then we will provide you with a one-time security code. You know, so you can get into your account. So that is added security, to the My Social Security account.
Good. That's good to know because everything is going technology-wise online, and I'm glad Hawaii has finally been able to be added to that list. You know,
right.
One of the other questions that I get is that, in fact, I'll tell you a story. I had a friend of mine. I met the husband and I met the wife, and then the wife said, you know a lot about aging. What do you think of this? I said, what is this? He goes, well, I have a brother and sister that one lives here, one doesn't live here. They're working full time, and so was I. But he said, you're the only one that can take care of mom, so why don't you quit work? We'll pay you cash every month, and you can take care of mom. And she asked, what do you think? I said, well, that's a difficult question. Do you like taking care of mom? Will you like it 5 years from now, 10 years from now? She had early signs of dementia. Will you be able to take vacations? The biggest problem with that was she was like only 41 or 42 at the time. I said, you're not going to be claiming this income. And so that will affect your Social Security, right? So, when you say, you always said 40 credits, you need to have 40 credits to get Social Security.
Right.
What does 40
right.
credits mean?
Right.
Is that like
right.
how many months or days is that work?
Right. Yeah. So, of course, anytime you work, you are paying into Social Security.
Work
so
legally.
Anytime,
and you get
right.
a paycheck.
Right. Correct. So, you're paying taxes, right? So, Social Security
right.
taxes. So, for example, this year in 2019, for every $1,360 you earn, you get one credit.
Okay, so that's how the credits, I mean,
correct.
Time-wise, like a year or 3 years, is just how much dollars?
How much you earn, right,
oh.
correct. So every year, the maximum amount of credits you can earn per year is 4 credits per year.
That's
the maximum, right?
So
for example, this year, if you've, $1,360 earns you one credit. So times that by 4, so that would be $5,440. So if you earned at least $5,440, you're going to get credit for 4 this year, 4 credits this year.
Mm.
So on average, for someone to qualify for retirement benefit, they need a minimum of at least 40 credits.
Which is just for
about
rough,
10 years.
Yeah, rough estimates, yeah. 10 years.
Right, rough estimates, 10 years. But, if a person, maybe some years they didn't work, it might take them
right.
15 years or 20 years, right,
right,
to earn those 40 credits. But that is just the minimum requirement, is that they need at least 40 credits. That's
mm-hmm,
just minimum
mm-hmm.
requirement. But how we actually calculate
that's the
retirement
key thing.
Benefits, right, we actually take your highest 35 years of your lifetime earnings. And, right, so we calculate the average monthly, we call it the average monthly index earnings. So we take your highest 35 years of your lifetime earnings, we average that out, we use a special formula to come up with your monthly payment.
And then you can find that information on your My Social Security account, right?
Right, or you can visit us on socialsecurity.gov, and if,
put your estimate income.
Like, yeah, I give presentations all over, and sometimes professors like to do that math, and figure out how Social Security came up with their monthly payment. There is actually information, and you can get the formula online. So if you visit socialsecurity.gov, you can, there is actually a formula that we use, and it's called your retirement benefit, how it's figured. So if you wanted to know exactly how we figured out your monthly payment, you can actually go onto our website. But if somebody wants, you know, basic information on how we come up with their month, you know, the minimum requirement is that they have 40 credits. And 40 credits, you know, is approximately 10 years. So if somebody has 10 years of work, you know, versus somebody who has 35 or 40 years, of course the monthly benefits are going to be significantly different.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if somebody has 40 years of earnings, then we're going to just pick the highest 35 years out of that, right? And then average that out and then use the formula to come up with their monthly payment. So the minimum requirement is just 40 credits or at least 10 years of work for retirement benefits.
Yeah, that's so important because people need to know this information. And you know, a lot of times they're scrambling the day before they retire.
No.
It happens all the time. Or they retired already, and then they figure it out. They're like, oh, maybe they shouldn't have retired. You know?
Right. And that actually brings up a good point is that, you know, for those individuals who, you know, who have not seen, you know, the statements, we used to mail out the statements.
Yeah, you don't do that anymore.
Right? Around your birthday, you used to get it once a year. We stopped issuing out the paper Social Security statements. It's been a couple of years now, maybe 7 years now.
Right.
So if you would like access to your you know, your statement, your Social Security statement, then you can create that My Social Security account so that you have access to your own record. And when I give presentations, I let people know how important it is for you to take a look at your earnings record at least once every 3 years, just to make sure that you're getting credit for all the hard work.
The right credit.
Yep. Right? And the right credit, because, you know, so many times, you know, by the time people come in and they're filing, that's the first time they ever saw their earnings record. You know, and if there's any discrepancies, you know, something that happened 20 years ago, it might be difficult for them to, you know, to find their tax returns or their W-2 forms. But if they're taking a look at their earnings record at least once every 3 years, if there's any discrepancies to their earnings record, at least they can contact Social Security and provide us with the tax returns, the timely filed tax returns, or the W-2 form, so we can get that corrected for them.
Yeah, that's so critical. And people, like I said, people spend more time planning a vacation than their retirement planning. No, really. I say that all the time.
Right?
Yeah, well, that's Hawaii. You know, I know people that go every other month, you know, like my parents do that, you know. But they have good retirement, you know. They have pension. My dad retired military, so that works for those people. But for a lot of people, you know, that maybe worked back in the 60s, you know, they also need to make sure they have that military credit as well, right?
Right. So, you know, if they're in the military, I mean, as far as the military credits are concerned, they're getting all the credit, you know, that they should have. I know there was, an email that was going around, and I think it's probably still circulating in Hawaii. I think it says you have to ask for it to get the extra credit for military.
Really?
There was a circular going around, an email going around about that. But if you, this only applies to people in military, individuals that served in the military before 1967. Before 1967, then we added the extra credit to your record when you apply for Social Security benefits. So anything after that is automatically credited. It's automatically posted to the record.
Hmm.
So, and we actually have a specific flyer for that. So anytime I do military outreach, then I make sure that I bring that flyer, and it's called Military Service and Social Security. So if you go on to our website at socialsecurity.gov, if you scroll all the way to the bottom of the page and you hit publications, then you will find this publication, which is called Military Service and Social Security, which will explain everything about that, you know, as far as military service is concerned. So you should be, everybody should be getting credit for military service. It's only for those individuals that had military service prior to 67.
Okay. Well, we're here with Jane Berigsay from the Social Security Administration Hawaiian Honolulu office. So now here's a question. Is it easier to do online, or how busy is your office there at the federal building off of Punch
Bowl? Oh, you should know that, right, Percy? I mean, I mean, people come to the federal building, line up before our office is even open. And right now the Honolulu office is going through some major renovations. So we do ask the public to, of course, be patient. The quickest and easiest way is to go online at socialsecurity.gov. But we understand that there's some individuals that, you know, that absolutely, you know, might not have access to the computer, or they feel much more comfortable speaking to one of our representatives, which they can. They can also call our toll-free number, which is 1-800-772-1213. That's 1-800-772-1213 to speak to one of our representatives.
But that's a national number, right?
Right, right. But if you are calling from Hawaii, then you will get somebody locally from Hawaii, which the calls are routed to our local Hawaii teleservice center. So if you're calling from Hawaii, all the calls are routed to the Social Security teleservice center here in Hawaii.
Well, that's so good to know.
Speaking to someone, right. So we have a really unique situation. So you will be speaking to somebody locally.
They know how to pronounce your name. Hopefully.
Yes, I hope so.
Well, some of these names are hard to pronounce. Yeah. But but is it that easy? And if you don't have a computer, they can always go to the library. But is there a tutorial or any place they can go to get information how to apply online?
Right. I do a lot of events throughout Oahu. And of course, one of them is going to be your, you know, the Aging in Place workshop. You know, as far as information, if even nowadays, you know, grandkids can
that's a great resource.
Parents, you know, go online and get the information that they need. I've also visited a senior computer class where there was an 80-year-old woman that, you know, just created her online account right then and there. It was that quick that she did it. And so, you know, her thing was that she wanted to learn how to go online and use the computer so that she could communicate with her grandkids.
Yeah, that is so common. That is so important.
Right. I thought that was fantastic. But, you know, the information, a wealth of information on our website. You can even file, of course, you know, that you can file for your benefits online. It'll take you less than 15 minutes to complete your online retirement application. You can start it 3 months before whatever month you want to start collecting your benefits. You can also file for Medicare only online. You know, nowadays some people want to wait to file for their retirement benefits. And Medicare is still at 65. So if there's individuals that want to wait to collect their retirement benefits, but they're going to be turning 65 soon, they can apply for Medicare only 3 months before their 65th birthday. And that would take them less than 10 minutes to to complete online. So lots, a wealth of information. There's a great FAQ page on our website. You know, a lot of times people send me questions online, and it's very, very difficult for me to answer those questions because Social Security is always, what if this? What if that?
That's right. When should I retire, right?
When
are you going to die? Right.
And if somebody is missing one piece of information, then that changes the whole outcome of the, the situation. So, and Social Security, by all means, you know, we don't have a crystal ball, right? And like how you
No,
were
you do.
Saying,
you know when Social Security is going to run out of money.
Yeah, we don't have a crystal ball. A lot of times people ask, when is a good time for me to take these benefits?
No.
Well, when is the right time for you? You know, the right time for you is going to be different from your friend or your relative. You know, so, you know, I always tell people when I give my presentation, you know, stop, you know, maybe listening to other people. These are your benefits. You have to make the right decision for yourself. When is a good time for you to take these benefits? So there's a wealth of information on our website that can help you plan for your retirement. Again, if you're not, you know, too computer savvy, you can always call our 1-800-772-1213, and our representatives can also help you get the information that you need that can help plan for your retirement. So before anybody steps foot into the Social Security office, I always tell people, you know, at least try to go online. More than likely, you know, the answer to your question will be found there. And if you are not, you know, if you don't have access to a computer, then call our toll-free number. Because, you know, if at all possible, I try to have people avoid coming into the office. Because, you know, some of these people are like, you know, elderly, they need to catch the bus or they're coming in the handy van or whatever it might be. So, you know, you don't need to necessarily physically come into the office. Maybe in some cases you do, but not in all cases. And we just want to make sure that, you know, you get the right information. And if you are going to be coming into the office, that you have the right documents, that you bring the right documents with you.
Right.
So that it's a one-time visit.
And on your website has a list of documents?
Mm-hmm. Right. It does.
That is really important because so many different stories I hear about that. And a lot of times they don't go online, but they should really seek out help from a financial advisor or come to the workshop. But it's really important. There's a lot of nonprofits out there that could probably help you out. Just go online. Go to the library. Tell them, I love Generations Magazine. They love the magazine. Say, can I borrow one of your computers? And you can borrow the computers at the library. You know?
Oh, is that right?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, wow.
You have three or four computers at the libraries. It's free for the public.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
So they're a great resource, statewide because they distribute our magazine. But so, Jane, we got a couple more minutes here. I'm going to have you back on the show, first of all, and thank you for being one of our presenters at the August 17th Aging in Place Workshop. Yeah, if you want to speak to the horse's mouth, come August 17th. Jane will be there. You're going to be there all day this time, right, Jane?
Right. I mean, it's always
long day.
Past audience.
You're so popular.
But I mean, I think it's great, though. I mean, what you're doing for the community. I don't think people realize what you've done over the years. It's just gotten larger and larger,
and it's going to continue to get larger and larger as we all going to need help. I'm 59. I don't know when I'm going to apply for Social Security, but not for a long time. But I need the information, and everybody else does too. You know, so
right. So please come. Yeah, I mean, lots of great information, lots of great speakers, and I think, you know, this is great. It's free. It's open to the public.
It's free. So come anytime. You don't need to RSVP. You don't need to make reservations. Don't call me. Just come on down because I get called all the time. Don't need to make reservations. No, just come on down. We put on a flyer, but we will have, we'll give out flyers that day. So, Jane, thank you for so much for the Social Security Administration. I appreciate you coming out this year, and I'm looking forward to it. So, anyway, everybody, thank the Social Security Administration, and thank Jane. And as always, everybody, Have a great weekend. Aloha and live well.